I think it was something my father had paid in for. She found Ardingly by going to the library and looking at up at schools and things, and found it was just within her budget. It was a widows and orphans scheme that I think my father had paid into. So there was some money for my education, but my mother didn't have any. The business had gone bust long before with the war, and so she sent me to Ardingly because she had to send me somewhere, and she was going out to work, so she couldn't look after me, you know, and my sister too. She was sent away, and Ardingly, I happen to remember in my mind, she said it was the cheapest school she could find. She didn't even really know where it was. She'd never seen it. She knew it was a public school, so she thought, oh, it must be good. It's a public school. Because you could, some of these grammar schools would take boarders, or grammar schools, but they were not public schools. And I can tell you now, I do remember it, the fees were £29 a term. But that was boarding.